first thing to consider, very simply, the first thing to consider is there's a situation in your life right now that you have some doubts about. If it's a relationship in your life right now that you have some doubts about, if there's any situation in your life right this moment that you are uncertain about, the first thing to consider very simply is, what do I want to come of this? What is it for? The clarification of the goal belongs at the beginning. The clarification of the goal belongs at the beginning. The clarification of the goal belongs at the beginning. The clarification of the goal belongs at the beginning. Because it's the clarification of the goal at the beginning, it is this that will determine the outcome. What determines the outcome in any situation that you're uncertain in is clarifying your goal at the beginning. That determines how it turns out. In the ego's procedure, in the average human being's procedure, in the fearful mind's procedure, this is reversed. The situation becomes the determiner of the outcome, which can be anything. The reason for this disorganized approach is evident. The ego, the fearful mind, the separated mind, the average human mind, does not know what it wants. The average person don't know what they want to come of the situation. The ego part of the mind is aware of what it doesn't want, and only that. The ego has no positive goal at all. If you're in a situation that you have doubt in, what is the very first thing that Spirit is telling us to remember?
Set the goal.
Set the goal. Because it's going to turn out according to the goal. If you don't set a goal, then you're going to just have something happen to you. If you ever wonder, where does that just happen to me comes from? It comes from not having a goal at the beginning. And that simply means, in that situation that you have some fear about or some doubt about, what do you want to come of it? Being aware of what you do not want is not the same as having a positive goal. Saying what you don't like isn't the same as saying what you want. Mm-hmm. Everybody with me on this?
Yeah.
Okay, so without a clear-cut positive goal, right, set at the outset, on page 366 in the text, without a clear-cut positive goal set at the outset, the situation just seems to happen. Okay? So if you're in a situation that just seems to happen, it's because whether you realize it or not, you didn't have a clear-cut positive goal at the outset. And so the situation just seems to happen and makes no sense until it has already happened. Then you look back at it and try to piece together what it must have meant, and you will be wrong. It says right there in the book. You're going to look back on it. Something's going to happen to you because you didn't really have a goal. Then you're going to look back on it and try to figure out what it meant. And he says, you're going to be wrong. Because you did, not only is your judgment in the past, but you had no idea of what should happen because there wasn't any goal at the beginning. He says no goal was set with which to bring the means in line. So now you're trying to piece together what happened, but you really didn't have any idea of what should have happened because you really didn't have any goal in mind. And so the Course says, now the only judgment left to make about the situation that just happened to you, that you really don't know why it happened, right, is for you to judge whether or not your ego likes it. Is this situation acceptable? Or does this situation call for vengeance? I don't know how it happened, but it happened. It happened because I didn't have no idea what should have happened. And then I'm looking back on it trying to figure out what should have happened, but I didn't have any idea what should have happened in the first place. And then the only judgment left for me to make is, okay, is it all right? Or do I need to get upset about this? Get somebody straight, I'm angry now. Does this call for some vengeance? Okay. Now, instead of saying setting the goal, I love how the course says, the absence of a criterion for outcome. You know, it's like I said the same thing another way. It says, the absence of a goal set in advance makes understanding doubtful and evaluation impossible. If my goal was to come to unity and I'm at target, then it's possible for me to understand and evaluate the situation, because since I had a goal, it's easy for me to evaluate whether or not I met it. Since I knew I wanted to come to church and I was at target, I could evaluate that I must have made a wrong turn somewhere. But if I don't have any idea about what I should be experiencing, then I can't really judge what's going on, because I have no goal in mind about what should be going on. And what the Course talks about, and what we notice in relationships, especially in circumstances in our life, people just kind of expect the circumstances to kind of just magically take care of themselves and just magically happen. But if you say, what do you want in your relationships? The average person's going to say, I don't know. What kind of income do you want? Most people say, now they'll barely be making it, right? And they'll say, I want $1 million. Obviously, their consciousness is not $1 million consciousness if $5 is a lot of money to you. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It would be much more reasonable to ask for something that's more in line with what you believe you could create, and then see yourself manifested and then enlarge the goal and see yourself manifested and then. But the average person jumps right to zero to, I want to win the lottery.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at least if I got a goal, I can certainly evaluate whether or not I'm moving toward that goal or not. Yeah. So let's see if we can get clear what it's saying. If you're having things just happen to you, and you don't want things to just happen to you, then are we being told that we need to set a goal for what we want to come out of the situation? Okay. What happens if you have no idea? That's right. And when you look back on what it must have meant, will you be right or will you be wrong?
Wrong.
And I'm wrong because I didn't have any idea about what should have happened in the first place. So then I step back off of it and I go, is this acceptable or does this call for vengeance? Mm-hmm. Is this acceptable or do I need to get angry about it?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I lose you, let me know. Is everybody still with me?
Yeah.
Okay. The value of deciding in advance, okay, this is now about to tell us. The value of deciding in advance what you want to happen is, the value of setting a goal is simply that you will perceive the situation as the means to make your goal happen. The value of me deciding in advance what I want to happen is that when I'm in the situation, I'll see the situation as a means to make what I want to happen happen. If my goal when I walk in here is to join with you in peace, then when I come in here, then this joining, this us being together becomes a means to make that happen. If my goal is to have a good time when I walk in here, then I should see this as a means to make having a good time happen. If my goal is to be more loving when I come in here, I should see this as a way to make it happen. So the value of setting a goal is that you see any situation that you're in as a way to make your goal happen. So when you when we come into a relationship or situation, we should be looking at it as an opportunity to make our goal happen. So if the goal of the course is the undoing of fear and joining in peace and recognizing our innocence and recognizing our spiritual identity and recognizing that we're free, then us coming together should be what? A means.